Speaker Hastie says when it comes to helping New Yorkers with paying for college, there's a double standard.
When we make these programs available to young men and women who were born here, it's called an investment. When we want to make these programs available to young men and women who were brought here, it's called a fiscal burden. I call it discrimination.
Hastie was joined by student Zulema Dominguez, who is working two jobs to afford college tuition because her parents' undocumented status make her ineligible for aid.
I'm a New Yorker. I grew up in here. If I go back to my country, they would be like, get out. You don't speak our language here neither. So if I don't belong here, where do I belong?
The bill passed overwhelmingly in the Democratic-led Assembly, but many Republicans voted against it, including Assemblyman Dean Murray from Eastern Long Island. Murray fears it would take away money in the tuition assistance program, known as TAP, from children whose parents have been in the U.S. much longer.
Kids whose dreams are beyond their reach, who are legal taxpaying residents, whose parents, whose grandparents, whose lineage, they've been here, they've built this state, this country, they've done everything right, and they feel as though they're being punished by this because it is not an infinite amount of money in TAP.
The estimated cost for providing aid to students under the DREAM Act is $27 million. The total TAP budget is around $1 billion, according to Governor Cuomo's budget office. The DREAM Act for now is a one-house bill. The state Senate rejected the measure in 2014, and Senate Leader Dean Skelo says that sentiment hasn't changed.
We do not support the DREAM Act. It's been voted down.
Governor Cuomo is attempting to strengthen the chances of passing the DREAM Act this year. He's put it into the state budget and linked it to passage of an education tax credit supported in the Senate. That measure would help wealthy donors who want to contribute to private schools and charter schools. Senator Skelo says his Republican members are not in favor of that deal. They think the education tax credit should stand on its own.
They should be unlinked. And it should be passed even outside the budget.
Speaker Hastie says his Assembly Democrats have not yet decided whether to support the education tax credit, but he says he's also uncomfortable with all of the linked issues in Cuomo's budget. And he says he told the governor so during his first closed-door leaders meeting.
I clearly let the governor know that the legislature, you know, particularly the Assembly majority, intends to and wants to have, you know, our partnership as in checks and balances, we want that to be respected.
Hastie says despite that, he believes the budget talks are going well so far, and he expects the spending plan to be finished by the March 31st deadline. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.